It's time for Hogue Health Radio, brought to you by Hogue Memorial Hospital Presbyterian, Orange County's top hospital. And now, here's Deborah Howell.
Greetings to you and welcome to our show. So glad you could join us. On today's show, our guest is Dr. Allie Mackey. Dr. Mackey is an orofacial pain disorder specialist who directs the Hogue Oral and Facial Pain Center. Dr. Mackey received his dental medicine degree from the University of Pennsylvania and completed his orofacial pain residency at the UCLA Medical Center. During his training at UCLA, he has postdoctoral externship at the Cedars-Sinai Pain Center through the Department of Anesthesiology. Welcome, Dr. Mackey.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. Now, there are several types of facial pain. So, first of all, what is orofacial pain?
Deborah, generally speaking, any pain that occurs in the head and neck region, whether it's in the mouth, face, jaw, and the head, can be classified as orofacial pain.
I didn't know the neck counted. Okay, already I've learned something from you. Okay, now what usually causes it?
The head and neck region is really the most complex area of the body, so causes can be quite different and varied. These can be as varied as migraines, TMJ disorders, and neuropathic pains.
Okay. I think the most common is probably migraines. Am I right?
Yeah, that's correct.
So many people suffer from migraines and just are at a loss. Are you finding some areas of hope?
What we have now to offer patients is migraine-specific medication. Mm-hmm. The only thing about migraines is that they're as individual as the patient.
Okay.
And we really need to find the triggers and address them.
Okay. So it could be nutrition. It could be environment.
Exactly.
Okay. It could go on and on and on. So if you're having them, first go to your primary physician, and then maybe they'll be directed to you. Is that correct at some point?
Yeah. Generally, migraines that are only occurring a few times a month, maybe once or twice, are very manageable by the primary doctor. But when there's other components, musculoskeletal pain, TMJ problems, or other psychological factors that complicate it, you really need to see a pain specialist.
Okay. Now, you brought up TMJ. A lot of people are talking about TMJ where we never used to even hear about it. We didn't know it existed.
Yeah. Actually, first I wanted to mention that I like to, point out, contrary to common usage, the term TMJ is not really the name of a disease. It's the abbreviation for the temporomandibular joint.
Okay.
This is the joint that attaches the jaw to the skull base. And again, the sources of these pains are also varied and can be caused by arthritis, disc displacements, muscle and ligament pain.
What about stress?
Stress actually can worsen things. You can have a predisposed factor that will be exacerbated and worsened by stress.
Okay. Now, what are some of the different types of pain that people experience?
Are you talking about the general quality of pains?
Exactly.
Okay. Pains can vary. I mean, the quality of pains can be throbbing pains, stabbing pains, mm-hmm. and based on that, that's how we arrive at a diagnosis with an good history. Some of these pains, like migraines, they're limited. They can happen, and they can go on for several hours or maybe a day or two, but
okay.
They're self-limiting. And neuropathic pains, those are more complex pains that we commonly see continue for months at a time.
Did you say neuropathic pain?
Neuropathic pain.
Okay, and so that's a long-term chronic, you would call it?
Yes, I just want to give you a brief description of that. Neuropathies usually develop when there's some type of irritation or injury or surgical procedure that sensitizes the nerves.
Okay.
And when this occurs, in the absence of actually having a disease process or a local disease process, the nervous system will generate pain signals that confuse the patients and often makes it difficult for physicians to diagnose also.
Okay, I'm going to try to put this in layman's terms. Everybody loves the show House. Would the pain in the leg that Dr. House suffers from, would that be neuropathic pain?
Possibly. Yeah, these are pains, chronic pains that just don't go away with conventional medications, pain medications.
Right, and his was suffered as a, it was a, they cut out a bunch of nerves in his leg, and that's what caused that.
Exactly, and that's the irritation that occurred there to the nerve endings. And the signals just don't shut off even though there's healing. There's tissue regeneration. It's just the nervous system will create these signals and messages that are not really truly signaling the disease process. It's just the nervous system gone haywire.
Now, is this like the phantom hand syndrome as well, where you still
feel? That's actually a good example. What happens there, there's a term we call neuroplasticity. That's the change that happens in the nervous system when there is what we call deafferentation, cutting off a certain limb or something that is attached to a nerve ending.
Mm-hmm.
And when this happens, the brain will actually start to sprout into other areas and try to fill that gap. So if the hand is cut off, you may still have a hand that's itching because those nerve endings have gone into and tapped into the other segment that's adjacent, and you may still feel stuff even though there's no physical hand there.
Okay. It seems awfully unfair. First, you lose your hand and you're still suffering from it.
Yes.
Now, you would think that... I'm just trying to, you'd think that there'd be a way to cauterize the ends of those nerves so they wouldn't hurt anymore, but I'm sure you've looked into that, and maybe you could tell us some of the areas you've looked into to try to solve some of these problems.
Neuropathies are very frustrating because when we have that loss, the nerve endings, actually the cells that regenerate, may regenerate inappropriately. And by cutting more or doing more procedures, we don't necessarily solve that problem.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem when we have, when we used to do a lot of compression treatments for trigeminal neuralgia or glycerol or alcohol treatments that actually destroyed the nerve, we had patients develop what's called anesthesia dolorosa. You end up with a numb area which still has pain. So there's no sensation, but there's pain, and it's very excruciating.
That's
awful.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Of course, my next question will be, what about stem cells?
Stem cells may offer hope, and people are working on that actively right now.
Good. I'm glad to hear it because that, you know, it's just, I mean, then I'm sure depression follows.
You know, it's the chicken and the egg question. Is it depression that generates pain, or is it pain that generates depression? It goes hand in hand. I mean, the whole nervous system shares quite a bit of the mechanisms of pain and depression. So they are really interrelated.
Right. Well, let's talk about the hopeful things. Can you talk a little bit about the Hoag Oral and Facial Pain Center?
Oh, I'd be happy to. This center was developed, we had this as a thought a few years ago, and Hoag actually, they asked me to join them here and develop the Oral and Facial Pain Center in collaboration with other specialists and subspecialists. The idea was to have everybody in one location because chronic pain, as we just mentioned, requires a multidisciplinary approach. We should really involve a team, and the goal is to prevent fragmentation of care. That is people having to go to so many places and doctors not being able to communicate.
Sure.
And essentially, we're trying to avoid delayed diagnosis and multiple confusing doctor's visits.
Left hand, knowing what the right hand is doing is always a good thing.
Exactly. I mean, we you know, what our goal is to, you know, have patients come see us, and depending on what they're suffering from, each one of us will get involved in the care. And, you know, by the time patients see me at this, you know, at this point, you know, or previously in other practices, I was one of maybe 10 doctors that they had seen. And that's very, very frustrating.
Wow. So you're never really the first doctor they see. And people
pick up the phone and
make a...
I wish I had the choice, but, you know, I'm the usually last person.
Well, thank God you're there because, you know, I mean, if anybody can crack this nut, it's you guys.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot we could cover, but 24 hours a day on demand, people are listening now. What can we leave them with if they're just at the beginning of their journey with, say, TMJ?
Could you repeat that? I'm sorry. What?
Sure. No, I'm just saying, if you're at what point should you see your primary physician if you're thinking that you might have a jaw problem or it might be TMJ or you're starting to experience some facial pain?
My advice is not to wait too long, because a lot of other serious type conditions can be masked as TMJ disorders. I've had patients who were told that they have a TMJ disorder ending up with cancers or metastatic type tumors.
Okay.
So I usually suggest that they see their primary as soon as they think that there's a problem, and then they can make the appropriate referral.
That's a great, great way to put it. Thank you so much. Today we're talking with Dr. Ali Mackey, an orofacial pain disorder specialist who directs the Hoag Oral and Facial Pain Center. And you can find out more by visiting hoaghospital.org. Thank you so much, doctor.
You're welcome.
In our upcoming segment, we'll talk about facial pain in more detail and the latest treatment options. So call a friend or two and let them in on this great free expert advice. I'm Deborah Howell for Hoag Health Radio. Stay tuned for much, much more ahead.